You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Here we go. The final hour of the final day of the week starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It is the Rob Brown Show. It is the Fan Upstate. Great to have you. Rob and the great one Lonzo with you for another 60, the fourth quarter underway, just a week and a couple of days away from the Super Bowl down in my hometown of New Orleans, Louisiana, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Philadelphia Eagles. And you know, obviously, next week is going to be primarily, not exclusively, but primarily Super Bowl talk, as it should be.
Prop bets Monday, prop bets Tuesday, prop bets Wednesday.
Yeah, you want to do it? We could do a little prop and lock it. We could do a little lock it in. All my bet segments had the word lock in it. I gotta be more creative. All right.
Does your bet show on Saturday? Is there locks in that
too? There's supposed to be. Double D writes a segment into the rundown for that. But Cody,
does
and
it
I
say locks,
don't follow
so
it. No,
locks.
They call them. It's best bets.
Best bets
over there.
Okay.
Yep. All what's right. Your best bets? And then we just don't do those.
So there's no, this is a lock, you should do this thing. It's called something else. It's called your best bet.
Yeah, we don't, we have gimmicks over on that show. Bet for the cycle every Saturday, noon to four, including tomorrow on the BetQL Network. No Cody Decker tomorrow. Jake Kasson filling in, the Persian Love Machine filling in for Decker, because Decker, as the host of Beadle and Decker on Sirius XM, is flying down to New Orleans to be on Radio Row for the Super Bowl.
Whatever. Man, have you ever been on Radio Row?
Not at a Super Bowl.
Okay.
I've been to Radio Row at a Super Bowl, but I've never been on Radio Row for
like
a Super
took
Bowl.
Took the tour and walked around and...
Yeah, I was covering the... Golly, what was the... I don't remember which Super Bowl it was. One of the ones in New Orleans in the 2010s, whatever year it was there. I was down there for that one. Didn't go to the game. I went over on my own dime, but I got a press pass for Radio Row. Just walked around and kind of, you know, took in the sights. Nobody invited me on their show. I was real hurt. I was waiting for, you know, I was waiting for Jim Rome to be like, oh, damn, there's Rob Brown. We got to get him on for a segment. Didn't happen. Shocking. Disappointing, to be honest. Let's see. A couple of texts. Buddha, but I'm not even going to say that word. The guy with the B in his name on the stream, whose name I'm not going to butcher, said, can y'all do a mock draft when y'all got time? Yeah, we do a mock draft annually. I will tell you this. Rashad does like 11 of them, and I respect the hustle. I will wait until we get a little bit closer to the draft, and then I will do one. I like to wait to find out. You know, we'll wait to hear what draft scouts are saying. Reports are coming out. Guys who screwed interviews. And I'll give you a reason why. Apparently,
guys who did what to interviews?
Flubbed.
Okay. All right. I was like, they gave bad interviews?
Yeah, screwed up in the interview.
Okay. All right. I don't.
Guys who screwed up interviews, guys who maybe had real bad workouts and looks.
Okay. Leading up to, so a general manager was talking to a prospective player.
Right.
Like
down at the Senior Bowl. Again, like the Senior Bowl game itself doesn't really help any of the high profile draft guys, right? It can certainly hurt them, though. Jalen Milroe likely saw his stock go down because of his performance in the Senior Bowl or around it so far. Jalen Milroe has apparently been having a very difficult time taking snaps from different centers. Like, it's taken him a while to get comfortable taking snaps from new guys. I saw some practice film yesterday. Jalen threw one of the ugliest picks I've ever seen. And again, it is practice. They are working with dudes that they have never worked with before, and most of them they'll never work with again. But Jalen Milroe showed up down there and has been the opposite of impressive. Jalen Milroe is one of these cats that is the definition of the Senior Bowl's not going to do a lot to help you, but it will do a lot to hurt you. He is kind of the poster child for that this year. Remember, we talked about Jake Butt a couple of years ago, who played in a meaningless bowl game for Michigan, was expected to be a first-round draft pick at tight end, was the tight end award winner that year, yada, yada, yada. And then tore his ACL in a meaningless bowl game and ended up being drafted, fifth round, probably cost himself a couple dozen million dollars because of that. Playing in these games does more to hurt you than it does to help you if you are a first round quality type player. You're not going to go again. And this was kind of what I said to Diesel the other day when he's like, okay, why would Shador go to the Shrine game but not play in it, right? Why would he go and not play? Why would you not try to help yourself? And the answer is because when you are at the top, you can't go higher. That would be like scaling Mount Everest and then practicing mountain climbing when you're up there. You're kind of wasting your time. You've already done it the most that it can be done. There is no more up. You are the uppest that you can be. There's no point in practicing to go up more. You can't go up anymore. You're at the up point.
You could jump when you're up there. You could go up.
Yes, but that's not climbing, is it? That's jumping.
No, I mean just jump up.
So no, you can go to the height of Mount Everest plus one good leap. And that's as high as you can go.
There we go.
There's no sense in getting up there and then like practicing scaling a mountain. You've scaled it. You're there. You're on top. You can't go up. Now, if I'm halfway up Everest, then it might be a good idea to work on my skills at crossing a chasm or whatever, because there's plenty of room to go up further. I got more to do to get up towards the top. But the guys that are at the top, all they can do is fall down. If you get up to the top of Mount Everest, as I'm going to continue this absolutely dumb but absolutely perfect analogy, if you get to the top of Mount Everest and you start practicing and goofing off up there, you know what you are doing? You are increasing the chances that what? That you fall off Mount Everest. And when you're on the top of the mountain and you fall off, you got a long way to go. It's a long way to the bottom if you want to rock and roll. Don't screw around up there. Once you're there, stop. You've made it. You can't go any higher. Get up there, enjoy, celebrate, you know, post your selfie from the top of Mount Everest and move on. That's kind of what a lot of these cats are going to do. So as far as our mock draft goes, I'm going to let these Senior Bowl and Shrine Bowl weeks play out. I'm going to let teams have their meetings with players over the next couple of weeks. I think the combine is important. I don't think the combine holds as much weight as it used to. I think the combine is kind of like the NFL's version of National Signing Day. Like, it used to be a massive, important event on the calendar for both teams and fans, right?
All right, just a question for you. So if Xavier Worthy hadn't ran the fastest time in the history of the combine, he wouldn't have ended up in Kansas City?
I am going to say he probably still would have. Not guarantee, but probably still would have. Because if you watched college football, you already knew that cat was fast, right? Like, I guess you're getting an idea on how fast, but this is, I've talked to an NFL scout before. And, you know, I go cover college games, and just about any college game you go cover, between big programs, just about any college football game you go cover, there's an NFL scout there watching the game, taking notes, looking at dudes, trying to find those undiscovered gems, because that is where teams win or lose. You know, we talked about the Eagles draft earlier in the day, because the Eagles are absolutely killing the draft right now. The Eagles are killing the draft with their top picks for sure. You know where the Eagles are really killing the draft? Day two, day three. They're getting guys down there that a year or two later are becoming not just starters, but consequential starters, right? When you get the bottom end of the draft right, that's how your team establishes consistency and longevity. The Chiefs are very much in that group. That's another team that has consistently found guys in the fifth, sixth, seventh round that they develop into studs and they contribute to the team. And you've locked them in for 5 years at a good value, so you're helping your cap space too.
By the way, speaking of draft picks, Sky Moore has just been brought off of the injured
list. I saw that.
List.
That's a if he's
and is practicing.
If he's able to go, that's a big bump for Kansas City. Big bump for Kansas City. That is in a pass game the last 2 weeks that has been certainly not bad, but certainly not what you expect out of that team. To get Sky Moore back, who, I got to tell you right now, Sky Moore in the slot under, or Xavier Worthy in the slot under Nuke with the other one, Sky Moore or
Hollywood Brown.
And Hollywood Brown.
And Juju.
Yeah. I mean, I got to tell you, the addition of Sky Moore, to me, effectively frees up everybody else on that wide receiver core. He may not touch a football in the Super Bowl and yet still be the most influential person on the football field, sincerely. Because if I can put Sky running the zone routes, right? Sit down, find the hole in coverage, sit down and find it. I can run Nuke in the ISO because Sky is pulling a defense towards him. I can run Nuke out wide, and then I can tell Xavier Worthy, like we did back when we played pickup football, get open, I'll find you, which Pat Mahomes can do. That's scary, dude. And then, you know, we mentioned all that without even mentioning Hollywood Brown.
And also Jason Kelce.
And also Travis Kelce.
Yeah, because Jason would be
if Jason's
not
out
playing,
there catching footballs, yeah. The Chiefs are in trouble. If Travis is out there catching footballs, you got a chance.
All right, earlier on the show when I said I was going to turn my mic off, I'm doing it now. Goodbye.
In fairness, Jason is the superior Kelce. So, it's fine.
Oh, the hate and vitriol.
It's not hate and vitriol.
Bring it towards me for making such a mistake. How dare me?
I don't care about that. I'm covering you. I love Jason.
Oh, no, I'm hurt that I made the mistake.
No, you should be. That's for a Chiefs guy. That's bad.
Well,
however,
I saw Travis in my head.
And that's all that matters. I did say alerts earlier, so, you know, it happens. It happens to the best of us. That is a big pickup for Kansas City, though. If you're a Philly fan, you don't love to hear that. That's not ideal at all. To get a full compliment back, good luck, my dudes. Good luck. All right. We got a lot more I want to get to. Here's what we'll do. 844-326-3663. That's the phone number. 844-FAN-FONE. You can shoot us a text on that same number. 844-326-3663. You can shoot me a tweet at The Rob Brown Show. You can shoot Zoe a tweet at Lonzo on Word. You can tweet everybody up in the station at The Fan Upstate. You can also use the Ray Memorial Hotline, which is available for you. That's real easy. You go grab the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download it to your phone and register. It is free. You grab the Audacy app, you search for The Fan Upstate. When you get there, I want you to do three things. Number one, I want you to hit the little heart icon. That is going to make you follow The Fan Upstate. That way, every time you open the Audacy app, AUDACY, it is going to throw the Fan Upstate right there on your home page. Number two, actually, there's only two things I want you to do because I'm being told the Ray Memorial Hotline is still down, which is massively disappointing. I will not fix it. I will send an email begging someone else to fix it later.
I would like to see you fix it because that would be awesome.
No, not going to happen. So the first thing I want you to do is download the app and follow the Fan Upstate. The second thing I want you to do is listen to the station for 60 minutes today. And I want you to listen to the station for 60 minutes, not just because I'm a selfish egomaniac who wants the numbers of my own station to inflate. I do. I want you to listen for 60 minutes to the station today for you, because if you listen to 60 minutes on the Audacy app of the Fan Upstate today, once you register, you will be automatically entered into our Slam Dunk in Vegas competition. It is a national competition taking place between all Audacy sports talk stations. Every one of you who downloads the app, listens to the Fan Upstate for 60 minutes, you are going to be entered into this national competition. If you win this national competition, you are getting a trip for four to Las Vegas in the next couple of months. You're getting a trip for four. That includes your airfare. It includes your accommodations in Las Vegas. And it includes $5,000 worth of money, cash, spending money for each one of the four people that are going. You and three of your friends, you and your family, whoever it might be, you're getting airfare for all four. You're getting a hotel for all four, and you are getting $5,000 in cash money. What you have to do is grab the Audacy app, AUDACY, put it on your phone, register. It's free. Go to the Fan Upstate page, click the heart button, and then listen to the station for 60 minutes, and you are automatically entered to win. I wish you the best of luck. And if any of you in our listening audience win, I will expect full and detailed reports of your shenanigans and debauchery live from Las Vegas, Nevada. When we come back, got a couple of things that I want to get to on the show. Number one, did anybody watch the Pro Bowl skills competition last night? I wanted to get into that just a little bit. Number two, yesterday we did Fight Club with the great Lonzo. We do it every Thursday at 9:20 a.m. where we talk a lot of professional wrestling. This week above all, because it is my favorite event of the year, the Royal Rumble. I want to not talk Royal Rumble, but I got a couple of comments yesterday from people who are like, why in the world are you guys doing that? And I'm going to lay it out for you. Plus football. That's all coming up on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Audacy original podcast. Available now on the free Audacy app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anybody watch any of the Pro Bowls skill competitions last night? Zoe, you get into it at all?
I was not home. And then when I got home, I
didn't.
I didn't realize it was Thursday. I was looking forward to watching it on Thursday, but it was actually Thursday, and I thought it was Wednesday. So
turns out it wasn't.
It was not.
It was Thursday the whole time. Who knew? I the lady friend texted me yesterday afternoon. She's like, "Can we go on a date tonight? We got a We got a little wine bar we like to go to on Thursday nights. There's a lady there named Evelyn. She's lovely. She plays piano, and she plays classical style covers of anything you can imagine. Last night, I got her to, and this is true, I filmed it. Last night, I got her to play a Creed montage, three Creed songs on piano, all done classical style. It was incredible. She also played the Jurassic Park theme song to the show The Office, and Eye to Eye by Powerline from a Goofy movie. Pretty spectacular night. So by the time I got home last night, I had...
It's amazing that she knew all those.
Especially
the Eye to Eye.
She is one of these people that can just look at sheet music and get it right. It's infuriating. Like I asked her because she, at one point while she was playing Creed, she finished up and she looked at me and she's like, was I close? And I'm like, ma'am, you nailed it. She's like, okay, I've never heard that song before. And I was like, okay, first off, how? Like how? Even if you don't like Creed, how'd you avoid Creed? And second off, I really don't like you as a person. Your ability to just look at sheet music and get the song spot on accurate is infuriating.
Only musicians would be. So you are amazed and infuriated at the same time.
That is correct. That is correct. That's the reason
praise,
we go.
Praise the talent and be envious because you don't have it.
Yeah, no, that's it. That's it. 100% gave the props. More importantly, you know, put money in the tip jar. Tip your local musicians, please. Anyway, by the time that I got home, I didn't forget that it was Thursday. I just forgot that it was on. So I didn't watch it. I did watch some of the recaps this morning, you know, some of the sports
shows.
Yeah,
I just saw what Joe Burrow did.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. These dudes are good. That is something that I absolutely had every intention of watching. But if the lady says, I would like you to take me out and buy me a bunch of drinks before we go home, the answer is yes every time. 100% of the time, the answer is yes.
Yes, I was asked to go grocery shopping, so I did.
Hot date, baby! So we went out, we had some wine, I came home, I forgot it was on, and we didn't watch it. I watched some of the recaps today. I like it. I have it recorded, I just didn't watch it. I'm going to go home today, and I'm actually going to watch it on delay, because as I've pointed out a couple of times, watching these athletes get to demonstrate their athleticism, their mastery of their craft, a mastery that makes them stand out above their peers. Now, I know that there's a lot of guys that get elected to the Pro Bowl and then they don't go to the Pro Bowl. That's why Mac Jones was there. With all due respect, Mac Jones actually had a pretty good season. I think we got to give some flowers to Mac. I think we got to give some flowers to Mac Jones and not Mac Jones, Drake May. Not Mac Jones. Mac Jones wasn't invited. Drake May.
I was going to say, man, how far down did they have to go to get the Mac Jones?
Drake May, not Mac Jones. I still got old New England quarterback in my head. Flowers to Drake May, who I was not sold on coming into this year, and turns out he's pretty good. Same with Captain Checkdown Bo Nix, who I'm not going to call that anymore, except when I do. I didn't get to watch it, but...
Good news, though. It's on today.
Are we replaying it?
No. I mean, I thought it was Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I think the skills contest was just last night.
Well, I mean, I think they have other things. I'll look.
Yeah, okay. Either way, I will go back, and unlike a lot of other live sporting events, I will watch it recorded because I just appreciate these athletes who have mastered their craft in a way that they stand out amongst the top 1%ers of the athletes on planet Earth at their game.
You're right. It was just yesterday and Sunday.
Yeah. You got the flag football game on Sunday. Honestly, I'll watch it.
Also, the Sunday, punt perfect. A total of four players will attempt to place as many punts as possible into a set of buckets placed in the end zone. I know one kicker probably won't be involved in that. The Great Football Race, a relay race consisting of five different challenges involving a total of six players.
This is what I thought they were doing last night. Yeah.
And tug of war, which is always fun to watch. And then the flag football game.
Yeah. And I'll watch all that. I love it. I think sometimes in the land of sports, we talked about this earlier in the week. I'll bring it back up just for this conversation. I think sometimes that, especially those of us who watch a lot of sports, we kind of get to a point where we almost lose appreciation for how talented these guys are, for how freaky athletic these guys are. I think we lose appreciation when they are doing it week after week on our television screens. And on top of that, when they are doing it against other guys who are also the best on planet Earth at this thing, because of the relativity of the situation, I think we kind of lose in appreciation for what these human beings are capable of and the amount of effort that they put in order to not just become masters of their craft, which they obviously are, but to put themselves in the best possible situation to take advantage of those natural talents. Because again, if you sit at home on your couch playing video games and eating Popeye's biscuits all the time and you let yourself become a fatty like me, you might have all the talent in the world.
You and Zion.
Me? Yes, that's who I was referencing vaguely.
Okay. All right. I was just thinking about this. So these are, you know how you hang out with your guys on the weekend and you guys just go do something sporty and just have fun, like playing basketball or something like that. That's all these guys are doing.
Yeah.
I mean, they're hanging out with their friends and just goofing off and having a good time, and we get to watch it.
Yeah, exactly. I will tell you right now, on the list of favorite things to do for Rob Brown, hit the bar, hit the golf course, hit the court with the boys, and just cut it up is way up at the top, right? It's like, hang with my wife, distant third, hang with the boys. And those are that's the list of things I like to do. These guys are getting a free vacation. They get to hang with their fam, but then they get to go off and goof off with the boys. And oh, by the way, see, when I go out and goof off with the boys and play a little golf, very few of my friends are like in shape or talented.
That part was mean.
And so when we go hang out, we just end up looking like goofballs. These dudes are all obviously freak professional athletes and very talented at what they do. And so getting to watch them take advantage of their talents, but in a way that a $700 billion paycheck isn't on the line, they just get to goof off and have some fun. Like it just feels like a cool little mix. Right, just feels like kind of a cool little mix of getting to watch them enjoy themselves, but also we get to have to me anyway, kind of renewed appreciation for just how outlandish their existence is. People like DK Metcalf shouldn't exist. That guy's a freak of nature. Right? Like, that's the type of dude that if you ever came across him in public, you'd be like, no, that's CGI, right? You're a CGI person. You're not real. But they are. And I think, again, because they play other guys in that same mold, we lose it. We get an opportunity with these Pro Bowl events, I think, to get a renewed sense of appreciation. You ever watched like a movie that you used to love, but then you don't watch it for a very long time? And then you watch it again and you have a renewed sense of appreciation for it, or a song that maybe you haven't heard for a very long time. And then that song comes on and you hear it, a song that used to have a lot of meaning for you. And then you wore the vinyl off the record, or you played the CD so many times and it's all scratched up, or you downloaded it to Spotify and you played it so many times that when your Spotify Wrapped came up, it was like, yo, bro, maybe take a break from this. And then you don't listen to it for a while. And then a while later, you come back to it and you listen to it and you remember what it was about that song that hooked you so much, that made you fall in love with it. That is the Pro Bowl to me. I get the opportunity to put a fresh set of eyeballs on something that I genuinely love. And because of that, it kind of, for me anyway, annually, it renews why I appreciate this game as much as I do. It reminds me why I appreciate the people who play it as much as I do. And it's just great. All right. When we come back here in a minute, last segment of the show. Yesterday we did Fight Club. And yesterday on Fight Club, we talked obviously about my favorite PLE, Premium Live Event, aka for you old hats, pay-per-view of the year, the Royal Rumble. Got some feedback yesterday. Got a couple of people who were like, Rob, you're in a professional outfit. Why are you talking about wrestling on the show? You know it's fake, right? I got that twice yesterday. You know it's fake, right? Yeah, no, I'm aware. I'm aware. It's scripted. I'm aware. It's predetermined. When we come back, I want to see if maybe, for those of you that don't like it, I want to see if maybe I can explain it in a way that has nothing to do with results in matches. We'll do that when we come back. Rob Lanzoni, The Rob Brown Show, The Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob and the great one Lonzo with you, wrapping up the broadcast. Got a little over 10 minutes left to go. If you want in on any of the topics that we have covered so far today, this agreement between ESPN and the ACC, ESPN picking up the option on the ACC's grant of rights, ESPN will air ACC athletic competition through the year 2036. Not a surprise. What is most interesting about this development is the fact that apparently the ACC is now engaged in conversations to create the revenue distribution model that Clemson and Florida State asked for before they filed their individual lawsuits against the ACC. Effectively, the ACC is saying, we are going to look at the money that is brought into the conference. We're going to look at the schools that bring in that money, and we will divvy up conference payouts based on that. That's what Florida State and Clemson asked for. It looks like they are going to get what they asked for. If that is the case, the next question is, will they or won't they drop their lawsuits against the conference? If they do, the ACC has the opportunity to, not that they will, has the opportunity to potentially compete with the Big 12 to become the EEC, the Everybody Else Conference, or perhaps down the line, join the Big 12 as a joint major conference. We'll find out. But Clemson, Florida State effectively getting what they are getting, or getting what they wanted to get. Now they get to decide, do we still want to go through with this lawsuit that would put us on the wrong side of a conference that is, as mentioned, giving us what we wanted at this point. And I think that's going to be something that is going to be very interesting to watch develop. John Blau with the Post and Courier covers Clemson Athletics. He will join us on Monday morning, that at 8:40 a.m. He has been following this story for its duration, effectively back to the lawsuits filed by Clemson and Florida State. We will get his thoughts on this development coming up on Monday morning at 8:40. Your NBA All-Star reserves have been named. Victor Wembanyama, in his second year in the NBA, is going to his first All-Star game. There are also some longtime participants in the mix. James Harden is going to number 9. Jaylen Brown going to number 3, joining Jason Tatum, who was labeled a starter earlier this week. So we'll talk about the NBA's All-Star game as we get closer to it on February 16th. A couple of players considered snubs. LaMelo Ball's averaging like 28 and some change a game this year. Did not get in. Ice Trey over in the ATL. Trey did not get in. That man's averaging like 23 and a dozen assists a game. Did not get in. Are they snubs, or are they just the only guys on bad teams? Are they the only guys? Did they deserve to get bumped because they stand out on really bad basketball teams in Atlanta and Charlotte? I don't know. Not that Atlanta's really bad, but they're just not they had a big step forward a couple of years ago when they made the playoffs, and then they've kind of fallen back off ever since that. We talked about Zion Williamson, sound clip from him earlier in the show where he said, you know, I'd love to play back-to-backs, but I work for the Pelicans, and the Pelicans say no, and I'm going to roll with whatever they say. I said earlier, I think he's given off the energy of the guy who picks a fight, but then hides behind the bouncers once hands start to be thrown. I'm not a fan. Not a fan. So if you got any thoughts on any of those topics or anything else we talked about, 844-326-3663. Now, let me get to this. Thursday, 920s, we do Lonzo's Fight Club. In Fight Club, we talk combat sports. I believe, though I cannot say for sure, I believe we are the only radio show in the upstate that talks combat sports, boxing, MMA, and professional wrestling. I'm sure others mention it, but we actually talk about it more than just reading you a card. Now, the primary topic we cover in Fight Club is obviously professional wrestling, of which Lonzo and I are both big fans. We did it yesterday. We talked about this weekend's premium live event, aka pay-per-view, the Royal Rumble. It is my favorite event of the year on the wrestling calendar. It is an event that I put on my actual calendar months out in advance. The lady friend two nights ago was like, what's this Royal Rumble on the calendar? And I was like, that is your alert not to make plans on Saturday night unless that plan is watch the Royal Rumble. When we got done with the show, I had a couple of text messages on my phone. One of those text messages said, honestly, what is your feedback from your audience about professional wrestling on the radio? The other text message that I got was a text message that said, Rob, professional wrestling question mark. I love you, ... but grow up, !
Well, new listeners, apparently. Both new listeners, because you could not have listened to this program in this iteration and probably in other ones where wrestling references didn't happen all the time.
My favorite thing is how many times wrestling references are made by people who don't know they're making them. To be the man, you got to beat the man.
Ooh.
So
check with Detroit on that.
The response that I gave to both of these individuals was the same thing. Number one, response is pretty good. Text line usually, we had, I think if I recall correctly, we had something like within just within Fight Club itself. I shut the text line down after Fight Club, but just within the text line, we had something like 23 people giving me their predictions for Royal Rumble winners. Okay? It's pretty good. Because, as you can tell, and this is the other part of the answer that I told people, as you can tell, Lonzo, I don't know off the top of your head, do you know how much is Netflix paying WWE to own the rights to Monday Night Raw? Isn't it a gazillion dollars?
Well, it was like $4.5 billion or something like that. That's just that would mean you don't pay that much money for something that doesn't make money. That's what I believe.
WWE sold the broadcasting rights to Monday Night Raw to Netflix for north of multi-billions of dollars. TKO, which is an investment firm and sports organization. It is the same organization that owns the UFC. Stepped in and bought WWE outright as a company a couple of years ago. Also paid multi-billions of dollars in order to acquire that intellectual property. Now, you can say what you want about how dumb it is or how it's whatever, but people who have one job and one job alone, and that one job and one job alone is to create massive amounts of wealth for their investors based on their investments, those companies are handing WWE billions with a B of dollars in order to broadcast professional wrestling. If you go look at the popularity of podcast charts You can do it for Odyssey. You can do it on Spotify, Apple iTunes, whatever. You will rarely have to scroll down outside of the first page of results before you will see your first exclusively wrestling podcast pop up. Podcasts like Busted Open show up all the time. Why, oh why, do we talk about it? Why do people love it so much? Why are companies shelling out billions with a B of dollars in order to tie their name to professional wrestling? I have an answer. I don't know about you guys. There is nothing I love more than feeling emotion. Really, honestly, feeling emotion. I love a heightened sense of emotion. I love to be loved. I love to be excited. I love to be happy, overjoyed, enthusiastic. I love to feel things. To me, being able to not just have, but to feel that emotion, to be able to recognize it and to participate in it is the most human thing you can do. Sadness, happiness, joy, pain, grief, excitement, terror, whatever. Being able to understand and live in that emotion is the most important thing you can do. And I, for my dollar, have not to this day found very many things that compete with professional wrestling and its ability to make me feel things. I know it's scripted. So are movies. So are TV shows. Songs are written ordinarily about fake things. Of course it's fake. I know that. But much like I do when I choose to watch a movie, much like I do when I choose to watch TV, much like I do when I listen to a song, I elect to suspend my disbelief and allow these characters to tell me a story. I do it with James Bond and Indiana Jones movies. I do it with wrestling. And when there are wrestling stories taking place, they make me feel things. When Big E got jumped by The New Day and kicked out of the ring, I was truly devastated.
I'm still mad about that.
Yep.
And a lot of people are.
When Edge made his return in the Royal Rumble a handful of years ago, elation like I hadn't felt in a very long time. When Rhea Ripley walks down the ramp, I'll just simply leave it as I feel things. Okay? I love feeling things. Being able to recognize and live in an emotion is the most important thing of all. And wrestling is made to allow you to experience every single human emotion. And it's all bundled up into a 3-hour package. It's incredible. You watch movies to feel things. Dread, horror, comedy, whatever. I watch wrestling for the same reasons. That's it. I like to feel like I'm alive. Also, really cool stunts.
And you non-wrestling people, don't be surprised, but I think you're the minority now.
Honestly, at this point, there was a long period of time post like high school where I put all my wrestling shirts away. You didn't want to be, you got judged for being a wrestling fan, like publicly and openly. Go to the mall today and walk around. 100% you were going to see. And it's not like only the dirty, smelly dorks like it used to be that wear the wrestling gear. It's just people now. Matthew McConaughey was front seat at Raw the other day talking bleep to Kevin Owens. It was incredible.
He didn't get paid to be there either.
Nope, he just wanted to be there.
Yeah.
Watch any time Raw is in an NFL city, Lonzo, the entire offensive line of that team is there every time.
For sure.
Every time. It's incredible.
And some of them get lucky and get to participate in WrestleMania. All right, the first thing that's X-ing is Cam Newton.
Cam Newton is X-ing. I saw this. I actually wanted to get to it. We didn't have the time because of that ACC story. Cam Newton said apparently on ESPN yesterday that if given the opportunity, he would not trade his most valuable player trophy in for a Lombardi. He would not trade the MVP to be a Super Bowl winner. And I got to tell you, okay.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Like, okay.
But I mean, that may be how he feels, but I don't believe it.
I believe, and I say
he's the first one that I recall ever saying that. Most people play to win the championship.
Yeah, but I also believe that most people say a lot of things because it's what's expected of them to say.
Here's what he's saying. He's saying, I'm a me guy, not a team guy. That's what he's saying. See, and that's fine. You can be that. You could be that.
I actually have. I'm going to give him a benefit of the doubt out here. Here's my thought. Cam Newton was with the Carolina Panthers. I genuinely believe the Carolina Panthers did in no way, shape, or form help Cam Newton. They basically said, we got a dude. He's a bruiser. We're going to put some guys on the other side, but we're not going to spend a bunch of money. We're not going to go off. Cam Newton didn't have a ton of talent around him. There was more talent in the earlier days of the Panthers.
Rob, they got, it. They got him to the Super Bowl, and he didn't win it.
I don't disagree, but again, what do we say about wins and losses? Not a quarterback stat. There were 52 men on the football field that day.
That's what you say.
52 men on the football field that day. Yes, Cam didn't dive on the football. 52 men on the football field. I genuinely believe Cam looks at this as the Panthers not only didn't help me out, but, and even though there's a good reason for it, the Panthers have done very little to celebrate Cam Newton after he retired. I think he has a grudge against Carolina and is saying effectively, I wouldn't do that because they would get a Lombardi and I don't want to give them one. And I respect that, to be honest.
Well, right now he's saying it appears he's saying anything controversial he can to get his name.
Well, also look at his coworker.
Yeah, I know. I know he wants to stay on that show. I mean, and to do that, you got to do some things. All right, the next thing that's
here we are talking about him.
Yeah, that's true. The next thing is excellent is Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks, it's her birthday.
No, it's not.
It's not her birthday.
Fire Aid happened yesterday, which I wasn't aware of, which is a bunch of bands coming together to make money for the LA Fires. That's where the Nirvana thing was.
That you hear earlier. Okay, that makes sense.
But apparently Stevie Nicks killed it.
Stevie, of course she did.
Because
she's
what she does.
Stevie bleeping Nicks. Yeah. She was in Greenville last year. The wife's a huge Stevie Nicks fan. She's a huge Fleetwood fan.
I know. That's why I picked this one instead of, you know,
huge Stevie Nicks fan. We went and saw her, and I got to be honest, I didn't know what to expect. I'm like, Stevie Nicks is, you know, she ain't exactly in her prime anymore. Bro, I loved it. It was so much fun. She killed it.
All right. And the final thing.
Maybe.
Oh, no, it will be because you'll just want to turn it off. The Paul brothers are X-ing. See? You just want to turn it off. They're doing a new...
I don't care. Nope.
Doing a new reality series.
Nope.
Which,
we're
of course, Rob is going to tune into
and
watch.
We're not promoting it. I'm not helping them. I hope both of them try to fly and end up on the surface of the sun.
No.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
They're bad people. And I don't like them. Both of them. They're bad people, and I don't like them.
You know, you might as well be dancing on the sun.
I hope they try to, literally. I don't like them. They're bad people. Hey, what a positive. What a high note to end the show on.
Let us go on like a blister.
In the sun, let us go on. Y'all have a great weekend. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. Enjoy the sports this weekend. We'll be back to talk about them and start up Super Bowl week on Monday. For Zoe, I'm Rob. Have a great weekend. Later.